You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Again on a Hertz day, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, I guess it's always sort of a Hertz day. Ike, how you feeling, man?
I guess it is sort of always a Hertz day.
Yep.
Happy Hertz day, Brother Spike. I'm doing pretty good, man. Jackie Baseball, no news is good news. Although the Kyle Schwarber thing is starting to heat up. I don't know if it's heating up for the better or for the worse. Either way, I'm locked in on it. Spike, we got to get through the weekend because we still don't play till Monday.
That kind of sucks.
It does suck.
Yeah.
It does suck. But you know what?
What?
Everybody will be watching Monday.
Yeah.
As the Eagles reclaim their spot.
Right. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Holla at your boy.
All right.
Yeah.
The Reds used their whole budget up last night on re-signing Emilio Pagan for 2 years and $20 million. It's
good
over.
Signing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the whole budget?
No, I don't know. I faced Emilio Pagan in college when he was a third baseman.
Really?
No,
how'd
way.
That go?
I did.
No
well,
way.
Well, I played against him. Oh, I had food poisoning.
Oh. One of your million excuses, I'm sure.
Hey, what's the excuse? I told you I had a bad piece of chicken.
You started off with, I faced him in college.
He didn't face him.
It didn't even last long until he said he had food poisoning.
Yeah, you didn't face him. I faced him as much as you faced him.
Exactly.
He was there.
Yeah, okay.
We were both there. Our teams played each other.
Yeah.
Back when he's a third baseman, not a pitcher.
Yeah. Big show as always. A special Thursday appearance from Nick Kostos, who will give us our weekend picks, and we'll be able to talk about tonight's game, Cowboys Lions.
Big game tonight,
which you can hear on WIP.
Let's go Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
What?
No. Let's go Cowboys. No. No.
You don't think them winning and putting extra pressure on the Eagles and having them lock in a little bit more would be good for them?
That's a whole different topic.
215?
Yeah, all right. Shiel Kapadia joins us at 3. Mike Mayock joins us at 4. The top 5 at 5 at 5,
these
ought to
be Mayo Thursdays.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're all in the same place now, yes. I think. You know, I think we are. I think we've all fallen into the same place.
Yes.
So,
reluctantly.
Most of my topics come when I'm on my walk in the morning.
Yes.
And this thing popped into my head. I was like, yeah, man, maybe we're all overreacting a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, like, Eagles are 8-4. It feels much worse than 8-4. But, like, I think the question comes down to, is this your normal, everyday Super Bowl hangover type season? Or is it something worse? Is there something worse going on than your normal Super Bowl hangover? There are some things that seem very Super Bowl hangover-y to me, right? Because it's not strange after you win the Super Bowl or go to the Super Bowl to have a worse year. The question is it something worse than just a Super Bowl hangover? So the stuff that is Super Bowl hangover-y to me, the injury stuff. The offensive line being more injured. They had to play more games last year. They ran the ball a ton. Even Saquon as well. Saquon not being the same guy feels Super Bowl hangover-y to me. Mm-hmm. The schedule being more difficult is Super Bowl hangovery, right? Even the whole thing where everybody's gunning for you and you're not the underdog, that it just creates a different dynamic. So if they had come out and won 10 games or 11 games and maybe won a playoff game or something, that would be a normal Super Bowl hangover. What I can't escape that is making it seem worse to me is that there are things that are more than Super Bowl hangovery. The controversy stuff is loud. And it's not just us stirring it up. And we do like to stir things up. But, like, there has to be something to stir. Mm-hmm. And from the AJ stuff to the leaks about Jalen to there's just been a lot there. So that feels not so Super Bowl hangovery to me. The fact that the team is as undisciplined as they are from a penalty perspective, from even from a focus perspective, feels like something more than a Super Bowl hangover. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that I can't get out of my head is that it happened before. Now, maybe they get through this year and we don't have the unraveling of like 23. But the fact that this sort of thing, the win by a little and everybody says their win is good enough, and then all of a sudden everything starts unraveling, the fact that it happened before. So what I'm trying to think about, trying to convince myself that maybe I am overreacting, maybe it's just a Super Bowl hangover, there are too many signs for me that say that it is something more than just a Super Bowl hangover.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm there as far as having real issues. I'm not going to sit here and say we should ignore some of these things that have been reported. There's enough smoke there to know that there's something true to it. How significant it is, I don't necessarily know. I think time will tell us that. I'll land safely in the Super Bowl hangover category. And here's why. It's not easy to repeat from the standpoint of having, not even just winning it ultimately, just having the same success and making it to that game the following year. History shows that.
Yes.
It doesn't mean it's impossible. I'm just saying it's not easy to do. And teams will usually take a step back the following year, whether they won the game or they lost the game. The fact that the Eagles actually won the game, here's where I think the hangover sort of makes itself prevalent. There's a sense of complacency that has set in, and the priorities for everyone isn't the same as it was coming off the year before. Coming off the 2023 season, there's a lot more to prove. Everybody is sort of under fire. Right? The head coach, you know.
More than sort of.
Well, there were people that wanted the head coach fired after the 2023 season.
For sure.
Right? Yeah. And then you bring in another offensive coordinator without letting Nick Sirianni have his own guy in there. You bring in a new defensive coordinator after getting rid of the two defensive coordinators you had the year before. And not only that, the players, from the way that they performed coming down the stretch in 2023, put a lot of pressure on all those guys to perform better the following year. And the most significant part, no one was more motivated than Saquon Barkley. No one was more motivated to prove to everyone that he is him. More importantly, prove to the team that decided they didn't want to pay him that he was him than Saquon Barkley last year. And I'm not going to sit here and say to every man isn't necessarily as motivated this year as they were last year. But I'll say this. There's a more likelihood that complacency has set in where you're satisfied from a championship standpoint. You've quenched that thirst. Now there's other things that may be more important to you, whether that's your brand, maybe where it's your own numbers, your legacy, all these different things. You're trying to get paid, right? Guys want to get paid, and they may be doing their own thing. All these things set in, and now we aren't all pulling in the same direction. And that's where the Super Bowl hangover comes in for me.
215-592-9494. Is this year just a Super Bowl hangover, or is there something more? And I think here is the thing looking forward that I think you have to ask yourself. So the reason I would think you would call it a Super Bowl hangover is because it happened the next day, but then 2 days after, you feel fine, right? Mm-hmm. You have the hangover, you drink one night, you have the hangover the next day, and then everything goes back to normal on the third day. Mm-hmm. The question is like, is this a Super Bowl hangover? Is this just going to wear off after this year? And are they going to wake up, you know, after they had a good night of sleep and, you know, rested all day on the couch? And then next year when they come back to it, is that all there? And the thing that would worry me is, do you really need to get your ass kicked like this to be good? We've been talking about, you know, dynasty and multiple Super Bowls and that sort of thing.
Not necessarily to be good, but to realize you aren't as good as you think you are.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Now, that may be another way of saying it.
Yep.
But, yeah, sometimes you may need to get your butt kicked. You know, Mike Tyson was doing things a certain way for so many years when he was knocking people out until he got his ass knocked out.
Yeah.
And then you got to reevaluate things.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be what the Eagles need right now, to be knocked on their butts.
As players.
And then you come back the next year motivated. Because, you know, in this city, we're not going to let you rest.
No.
So you know how we're going to be. We're going to keep the intensity there. And this is where I give us credit, because we're never going to, most of us, are never going to accept mediocrity and not giving your best and meeting expectations. So we're going to always keep the heat on you. Media, fans, all of that. Yes, that's what it's like playing in Philadelphia. I'm sorry. You know, this ain't Florida where you win and everybody's happy for the next 5, 6, 7 years, regardless of what you do.
Now, we'll boo you the first game back if you win the Super Bowl.
It's the truth.
Yeah, absolutely. 215.
It's the truth.
215-592-9494. Is this your simply a Super Bowl hangover?
I'm in favor of it.
Is it simply a Super Bowl hangover, or is it something more? We do have a next question today because it'll lighten the mood a little bit.
Yeah.
It is Marissa Tomei's 60th birthday, 61st? What is it? Something like that?
61, yeah.
61st birthday. Mm. So for next question today, you'll call it with your sports point.
That cougar age.
That's might be past cougar age?
Past cougars?
But I feel like it's changed.
Well, it's all gotten older. Because everybody looks better older than they used to look.
I mean, look at you two, right?
I know. Yeah. We look great for our age.
50 and 50.
I mean, you showed me a 52-year-old when I was 18.
Yeah.
Yes.
That dude is cooked.
And yes. It did not look like this.
And now look at you two.
That dude is cooked.
And don't call me 50, Jack.
You're 50.
49.
Yep.
All right.
So we round up.
No, we do not. There's certain points in your life. When you're young, you round up. When you're
yeah,
old.
When you're older, you do not round
up. No, I'm not rounding down, but I'm certainly not rounding up. So for next question, they give us somebody who's still got it. Jack, who's still got it?
Taking a Mount Rushmore off the board.
Okay.
Salma Hayek.
She does still have it. Now, how old is she?
59.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Salma Hayek still got it.
Yeah, she does.
Ike?
What was that, Desperado? What am I thinking about? No, what movie am I thinking about?
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. Oh, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
She played in so many of them. There was one Quentin Tarantino movie she was in that I thought was real nice. Anyway.
Yeah. Yes. You got someone? Who still got it?
He went Selma Hayek?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Could be male or female.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way I'm naming a male.
Okay.
So.
Leave it to me.
Yeah, I'll leave it to you. I'm going to go. I got a couple in my head, man. I'm going to go with. Let's go with Nia Long.
See, I haven't seen her.
You haven't seen Nia Long?
No, like recently?
Oh, she looks the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
She looks the same.
Well, you all have an advantage.
Listen, Ime Udoka didn't. He thought he did something. He didn't tear her down.
No, not at all.
She leveled up after that.
She did.
She got tighter.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant,
though. I know.
Oh, my God.
I know. Holy moly.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that one, yeah.
All right. Who still got it for me? Lenny Kravitz. That guy looks awesome.
Huge answer.
He is 60 years old, and he is still got the abs and still looks the same. He doesn't have any wrinkles.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz. If I could look like that, I don't even look like that. I've never looked like that. So I guess I'm not going to look like that at 60.
Most of us haven't.
But mine's going to be Lenny Kravitz.
He's 60?
He's 60 years old.
Wow.
Dude, he looks exactly the same.
Yeah. I would have never guessed Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. 60.
60 years old.
Wow.
All right, 215-592-9494.
He must not drink at all. He's strictly water.
Yeah, well, you get that rich, too.
Yes.
You have a whole crew of people that are keeping you.
Yeah.
You know, add the right foods, the right medicines, all that kind of stuff. 215-592-9494. Is this your just a Super Bowl hangover, or is it something worse? And for next question, they give us someone who still got it. Corey in Columbus leads us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
I got to control, man. We got to.
Yeah, reeling back in. Yeah,
we got to really back. He got to control, man.
Yeah, that was too much. It was too much.
Yeah. That was too much.
For the first segment,
that was tighter. I meant the face. The skin on the face is tighter,
that's
man.
That's healthy level, man.
Yeah.
And then what's this dude over here talking about? Go Cowboys. Like, what is wrong with him?
Oh, there's a lot wrong with him.
Well, hold on. If the Cowboys win tonight,
he's doing Fritz at 6. He's doing Fritz at 6
It will be brought up at Fritz at 6.
Yeah, I know it.
Well, because listen, if they win, it puts a little bit more extra pressure on the Eagles, and maybe they lock in on Monday night. That's a good thing. 215.
Is that the way you turned it around in your head?
Yeah.
This dude, he praying on the team downfall. I see it. Like, listen, he can say all that stuff he wants to. Like, oh, I hope they do this.
Now you're deflecting towards me because you're a little football team.
He praying on the downfall. I see it, you know. But we need the Lions to get it done tonight. But is this a Super Bowl hangover or is this, you know, bigger problems? I think it is a Super Bowl hangover, but I think there might be a little bit more problem. Like, after this season, like, we don't know. Like, you know, we all speculating, regular speculation of what's happening future-wise. If this team fall apart, I think it's time to mix up this core. Because, I mean, like, I get it. You know, yesterday CJ brought up the fact that, like, oh, this team might only won one Super Bowl with this core, this, all that. But it's like, this team kind of has, like, they've been to two Super Bowls, and it's like, are they looking at individual? I know one guy's looking at individual goals. I don't got to say who. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know who that – I know one guy is focused on individual goals, you know, so he can say anything he want. Hey, man, you know, the wide receiver. He can say all that stuff he want. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't have as much –
Well, he actually has told us individual goals matter more than winning. Yeah. So, he's told us that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and he is – I think a lot of these guys on the team is like, well, we got that Super Bowl. But what I don't like is this roster overall is like a young roster. So, it's like – like, y'all don't understand what y'all in the midst of doing. Like, y'all can really be a dynasty. And it's like I feel like Nick Sirianni, I'm not saying he's not preaching that message, but I feel like he needs to be delivering that more. Like, y'all need to stop bringing up, oh, we're not champions and all that. Y'all need to embrace the now. Like, we that team. We them boys. You got to come to Philadelphia. I feel like it ain't enough for that. And it's like, I feel like we trying to play that underdog role. I'm tired of that role. Scoops up here. Oh, you know, they strive as the underdog. You're like, nah, F all that. We them boys. Not the Cowboys. We the Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah. We that team. And they need to embrace that more. So, you know what I'm saying? Monday night? Listen, Monday is the biggest game since the Super Bowl. Because this team going to tell us if we got a shot or if we going to die. If we going to be, you know, Jack going to be driving in the funeral processional missing the light. That's what Monday is going to tell us. You know what I'm saying?
I'll keep in line for that one. Yeah.
So I need this team to show up. You know what I'm saying? Put your pain. Yeah, we got knocked down. We already been knocked down. We've been embarrassed past 2 weeks. This ain't low. Y'all was up 21-0, and the Cowboys on Hard Knocks for the world to see saying these boys can't F with us. They ain't like, what? We the Tiffs and the Cowboys missing the playoffs telling us they got a tie telling us we can't F with them. Yeah. Like, what? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we got the Bears, Taylor Williams, painting his nails. DeAndre Swift, a soft finesse runner?
Yeah.
What? I'm telling you, yo, this team better show up on Monday. You know what I'm saying? Or there are going to be some changes. And I feel like everybody going to sign off on that. So, Jalen, Devontae, AJ, the defense, Vic, Nick, I need y'all to do y'all's job starting today.
I like it.
And let me give y'all my – Yeah, listen,
who's got it?
Oh, this is the queen right here. Listen, This is the winning answer. Angela Bassett. She still got it.
Yeah.
70 years old. She still got it.
Yeah, I was going to say –
She's in my top five.
She's probably 70, right?
Yeah. Is she 70? Wow.
She's been around. That's just
Angela Bassett has been around. I first
67.
Seen her in,
67. There you go.
67 is 70. You're right, but you're older, you don't.
Yeah, yeah. Don't do that to her.
Yeah, she's 65.
Don't do that to her.
Yeah, no, you're right,
that makes you 55.
No, you're
yeah. See?
When you put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
What was the first movie I seen her in? Was it Boys in the Hood?
I don't know of anything before
that.
Yeah,
it might have been Boys in the Hood is the first one I seen her in.
So one thing, Corey.
That was the 80s. That was like 88.
Boys in the Hood was 80s?
I think so, right?
No, Boys in the Hood's got to be 90s.
Is it 90s?
It's right at the beginning of the 90s, I think.
Man, you might be right. 90.
Because I was in high school.
Okay.
I think it was in
90, 91. Yeah, you might be right.
So one thing Corey said that I think is worth thinking about or just talking about is he said he believes that Sirianni is giving the same message, which I'm sure he is. To me, that's not a question, like for a coach. And again, Nick Guy, not saying this is all his fault, definitely not. But it's not about whether the coach is saying the same things. The question is whether those things are having the same effect. And a lot of times when coaches reach their end point with a team, it's not because the coach is saying anything different. It isn't. It's because the coach is saying the same thing and it's not having the same effect.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've there's some coaches, you know, that we've had here in town from Mike Keenan to Doug Collins to there are these guys that have like 3-year lifespans with coaches because they wear on players. I'm not saying that's what Nick is, but I'm saying that those coaches aren't doing anything different in year 3 or 4 when it stops working that they were doing in year 1. So I agree that Nick is probably giving the same message. Jordan Mailata keeps telling us, and I believe him, that they're giving the same message. My question to them would be, and I know he's not going to have an answer, is why isn't it resonating the same?
Right.
Why isn't tough detail together resonating the same? Why isn't sometimes you, sometimes me, always us? Why isn't that resonating the same? And hopefully next year it does. And this is just a Super Bowl hangover. It's 1 year, but I think it's worth wondering why that message is not resonating the same way.
So here's my opinion on it.
Mm-hmm.
To borrow from my big brother, Hugh Douglas,
mm-hmm.
I won't necessarily recklessly speculate.
Yep.
But I'll just say, from the outside looking in, it looks like leadership is an issue.
Within the locker room.
Within the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, when one of the most popular players who is a leader and a captain is AJ, it's tough.
That's...
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not saying it's just him.
Yeah.
You know, you talk about Jalen's leadership style.
Yeah.
What he presents to us versus what is presented to his teammates. And are they following his leadership?
Right. And that's always been a question.
And is he being an effective leader?
Yep.
We used to argue about this, Fritz, this is before you came back, Spike. We used to argue about Jalen's lack of emotion, his lack of communication, sitting on the sideline to himself. When he was winning, everybody was okay with that. Everybody's like, oh, that's how he processes stuff. Just let him do his thing. It's not his job to get everybody pumped up or to be vocal and all this other stuff. And we used to argue about this every day.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. Because I was one of the people that was like, you can't lead this way as the quarterback.
Right.
There's a time that they have to follow your energy, your emotion, how you feel, and you internalizing everything to yourself on the sideline isn't helpful. That was during the 2023 season.
Okay, yeah.
That was during that season. So, but they bounced back from that. They win the Super Bowl, but I don't know if they ultimately changed as people and as leaders. So when things aren't going well, AJ's leadership, and he said this. These aren't my words. These are AJ's words. We seem to forget these words sometimes. In 2023, he said, I'm the one that's going to hold everybody accountable.
That's what AJ said.
Yes. I'm the one that's going to speak up and say the uncomfortable things. He said that in 2023. That's what he's going to do. And that's what he's done ever since then. It even got to a point where later in that year, he was saying, well, I don't know if he said his mother or his grandmother, but he's basically saying, they've always told me, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
That's when he didn't talk for a
few
weeks.
So then he went weeks without talking.
Which is also saying something.
Yes, as a leader on the team. And you got the other guy who leads, who doesn't say a whole lot, who wants to lead by example. That's not how football players operate.
Well,
it's not as much a cerebral sport as much as it is an emotional sport and a personal interacting type of sport where you need to get in there with your guys.
Like, Utley could lead by example.
Yes.
Because Rollins
was there. Because he had Jimmy Rollins.
Yeah, because Rollins was there.
He had Jimmy Rollins. Yeah. And when you look at this year, this has either gone the wrong way because of reports with Jalen and the way he's doing things, or you clearly see AJ not happy about the situation. Guys like Jordan Mailata and all those other guys, they are good leaders and they try to do the right thing. It's clear they're not the most impactful guys.
Yeah.
They're not the most impactful guys in the locker room.
Because if they were,
they would follow their lead.
Right, yeah.
That's the lead that would be followed. Well, and it's not being followed. They're not following Jordan Mailata.
So a lot of
this. And no offense to Jordan.
Yeah. A lot of this is charisma. And AJ has a charisma about him, which is why people follow him.
Yeah.
And this was one of the things.
And he's in there with those guys.
Right. And
they gravitate towards him.
This is one of the. And I know Dak doesn't play in the playoffs well, and they haven't won a Super Bowl. I get it. But when I was watching Hard Knocks on Tuesday night, and I saw Dak Prescott, when they're down 21-0, screaming at everybody's face in the sideline, and then in the locker room afterwards, the one whooping everybody up and
by
making...
By the way, screaming, saying, we're going to come back in this game.
Yes.
Got a lot of football left to play. Not just yelling at you to demean you or what have you,
right.
but in a way where he's trying to say, don't give up, we're good.
That's helpful.
We're good.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yes.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Got me giving Dak credit.
Is the Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's the Dak's ass.
That's the worst part about Hard Knocks. I had to see that.
Yes.
He's playing good football.
Well, we all felt the same thing when we saw it.
Yeah, now you see it.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
Get it back, man.
Is this year just a Super Bowl hangover, or is there something worse going on? And next question today, based on Marissa Tomei's birthday, who's still got it? Coming up next, we will talk. The Darius Slay thing is not done.
Slay!
And very bad injury news from the Eagles. We will talk about that coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. So we have very bad injury news for the football team, but I have very good news for you, for your windows and doors, which are injured, like need to be replaced. Bad news, you waited too long. You didn't wait too long with Guida, because right now, at the end of the year, until December 31st, Jack, leave me alone, until December 31st, they have their biggest sale of the year, the biggest discounts of the year. Their big year-end sale, 40% off every window and door you buy. So that is 40% off every energy efficient, triple paint, professionally installed window. Every door, 40% off any kind of door. Patio door, garage door, storm door, entry door. Start your project with no money down, and Guida is even going to hook you up on financing. Take up to a year to pay it off without any interest at all. Go Guida right now. Now is the time. All prior sales are excluded, which is okay because this one's giant. Offer expires December 31st. Call Guida. Schedule a free in-home estimate. No obligation in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability. The rugged Toyota Tacoma and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers.
meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.